The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Paul Merriman with me now, though, the CEO of Fairstone and founder of Ask Paul, to talk about kids and digital banking, Paul.
Yes.
This idea that for a lot of kids out there, cash is no longer king, apparently.
No, it's not. If you look at the numbers coming out through Revolut as well, throughout the world, they have a couple of million now in the kids range from 16 to 17, and that's growing. Actually, in Ireland, it's up 35%, Karen, so it's quite a dramatic jump.
Before we talk about kind of managing it and all of that, because you were just telling me during the news headlines there as well, I mean, Revolut have been very clever here.
100%. Revolut know what they're doing here. Like, if you think of anyone that's in between 6 and 17 years of age, by the time they get a full-time job, whether it's 10 or 15 years away, they're going to be giving the IBAN and BIC to their Revolut account, not to their Irish bank accounts, the way we would have done. But again, we all got done by this as well. This is not new. We all got done. I remember getting, I think it was either AIB or Bank of Ireland, gave me a free phone when I started in college, for argument's sake. So the
AIB,
banks have been...
Siemens phone.
Yeah, the banks have been playing this trick, getting kids signed up with, since the beginning of time. So Revolut know what they're doing. These 2 million kids are probably going to use this for their main working account, and eventually, where I don't know anybody that pays their salary into Revolut. Everyone uses, you know, a typical Irish bank for their salary to go into.
Yeah.
And then we'll use a discretionary spend. So chipping in for stag's parties, birthdays, meals, all that type of stuff. Discretionary spend goes into Revolut, where the kids in the future will use it for a full-time salary. And that's what the biggest challenge, I think, to the Irish banks are. I mean, Revolut are really cleaning up here with the digital presence they have and how good they are.
Well, what about, so there'll be parents listening to this now and they wonder whether they should get Revolut cards for the kids, and is it an easier way maybe of managing pocket money and stuff like that? And I just wonder, is there kind of a certain age below which it's pointless? My kids are 10 and 8, and I was saying to you that for them, cash still is king. The card kind of means nothing.
No.
It has a nice picture of a unicorn on it, so they think it's cute, but they want cold, hard cash.
Yeah, and they're right. Cash is king. I'll be with them on that one. I think once your kids get phones, you're kind of gone down the digitalization anyway. I think if your kids haven't got phones, there's no point in giving them a Revolut card. They're going to lose it. You're going to end up giving them cash anyway, more than likely. I think once the phones come into play and they start using apps and they start seeing their friends with it, maybe in secondary school, you're probably going to have to get into it, get them an app. I think for younger kids, though, OnePost have a really good account here as well. The Money Manager account allows kids to get chores in the app, where you can actually pay your kids for doing chores around the household. I'm big into that.
That's very clever.
I think that's a really good idea from OnePost. So it's kind of steering away from the Revolut kind of thing. It's still, okay, digital. It's online banking, I suppose. But I think it's a good way for younger kids, if you have an app on the iPad and you're going to give them chores, it's a little bit way getting to use the money other than cash. I kind of like that. Not mad in the Revolut play for kids, though, at the moment. I think the big thing is they have to have a phone. And you mentioned your lad's 8. I have a lad who's 7, a young lad who's 7. So one of your children are safer. My young lad's 7. And, he doesn't have a phone yet, obviously.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I'd be giving him a Revolut account or a card. You know, if he needs something, we're with him all the time anyway.
Yeah, well, their Revolut cards are in my wallet.
Exactly.
They just ask me for their card, and I immediately have to put money from my Revolut
onto their Revolut
card. Now, we should say, for people listening, the kids' Revolut cards, people are thinking, Kieran, are you mental opening up bank accounts for your kids that age? It's my account.
Yes, they're cards, so just to say that people, their account is linked to your account.
Yeah,
it is linked to your account.
I have a bank account for my 8-year-old.
Yeah. But your thing as well is, I do think 6 is ridiculously young anyway. And you know, the Revoluts are going from 6 years of age up to 17, maybe 12, 13. But I think anything under than that, I don't think, you know, I think it's cash. I think it's with your parents, you're getting money. But, you know, I can understand if children
are commuting. But they can't check their balance, you see. I think that's a big thing as well. They can't, because they don't have a phone, they can't check their balance. So if you're trying to teach them the concept of kind of spending and saving, that's lost on them when they don't know how much is left without asking.
And I think that's where the OnPost one comes in really handy, then, Kieran, because if they're OnPost, they can get the chores, and then they can get a bit of pocket money onto the app, but it's on the iPad in the house or the computer in the house. They can check on the app, have they got paid? They can even give it back to you, get a bit of cash on the back of it. But it does teach them those learning skills from quite a young age of earning money, especially for chores. I think the issue, again, you're right, it's on your account as well. So even people like grandparents trying to send money, it's still going to your account anyway. They don't have their own physical account.
And it's like their communion money then. You skim a bit off the top.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that. I wasn't going to accuse you of that.
Yeah, you know, when the milkman comes, where's that 20 quid sugar? Where's her communion money?
Domino's, where's the tip for the driver? We've all been there. But look, I think it's in fairness, I think it's too young at 6 to 12 years of age. In my experience, I think 12 years of age up, it's probably okay. And I think the digitalization of money should possibly begin when they get a mobile phone. But I do know there's listeners that have kids that are commuting, and I do know that they mightn't have access to money, or they might need money instantly. And therefore, if they have got a phone, they're teenagers, it is quite handy. If you do run out of money or they get stuck somewhere, they need to get a taxi, it's quite handy to do it. So it has got their pros, but I'm going to say it's really when they get their phone, and that's probably for most people when they get the teenage years and going into secondary school. When the peer pressure starts, the phone appears, and then it's probably a better time to get the Revolut account for them.
All right. So before that, cash is king. And if you're thinking about something digital, have a look at that on Post.
The on Post account is really good for the chores and trying to promote the kind of earning of money. I think it's a really good app.
Yeah. Well, my kids are useless at doing chores, and I hope they're listening. The more they're called out in it, the
better.
There's
an on Post app on the way.
So that's happening in our house, kids. Bad news. Blame Paul. Yeah. Paul Merriman, CEO of Fairstone, founder of Ask Paul. Paul, thanks a million.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.